and it continues from there. But I think that we'd have some kind of base idea about gender, and we try to figure it out independently of and along with sexual development, which happens quite early. 4 and 5 year olds begin experiencing new sensations in their body, and they're trying to figure out, you know, the famous question, what's different about girls or what's different about boys? You'll find that this later on becomes a theme when they're entering their teenage years. And there is a weird period around 9 where sometimes it's very difficult to tell whether a boy is a boy or a girl, because there is kind of a ambiguity in the gender. And this happens with a vast majority of children. And I think what's going on there is that at that point in development, the gender isn't the important thing. The important thing is acquiring different kinds of, you know, physical skills and mental skills and social skills that we pretty much have clouded the rest of the time. So, what does this have to do with comic books? Well, I think it goes to show that all forms of media have some kind of message, whether we intend them to or not, whether it's positive, whether it's negative. There's always some kind of message that's going to, at some point, address gender. So what is the media's responsibility involving this? I think, as I've said before, that there are differences between male and female. And I think that the best thing the media can do is try to explain and try to show that there are differences, but none of those differences give us the right to treat each other like more or less or worse or better. A lot of times when people say things like, we're different, but we're equal, it kind of is reminiscent of the separate but equal debacle that went on during the civil rights times. And I think that everyone is automatically averse when you hear that. I think that need not be the case. And what we need to work toward is how we can try to understand and be sensitive to each other's differences moving forward. Men and women often miscommunicate. And I think that this is an indication of basic differences in priority. Typically, males that I know in my corner of the world, United States, we tend to think kind of silly. We assume that women know how we're feeling and what we're, you know, doing. So I come home, my wife says, why didn't you call? And I go, well, I was just over at my friend's house. I was, you know, and it's one of those things where we didn't think about it. What it boils down to is, well, I assumed you thought I was okay. And most of my male friends who have been in relationships have experienced this. So why is it that we tend to put less emphasis on the relationship when it comes to keeping each other informed than women typically do? I don't know. It's something to explore. Is that good? Is that bad? What are the advantages and disadvantages of being male or female? And how can we change those, or should we change them? I'm going to kind of challenge a lot of people when I put out this idea that we're not necessarily going to come to some conclusion that we're all hunky-dory on exactly the same level all the time. I think a lot of people might be kind of threatened by that idea. I don't attempt to troll anybody here, but I do want people to understand that I'm not going to try to cover up or mask problems. I'm going to try to dig at them and I'm going to express what I see and try to see if I can get feedback on how to better formulate my own ideas and see what other people's ideas are. I am at Comics Raw on Twitter, post on the message board, private message. There's all kinds of ways to get in contact. So I was looking forward to seeing what everybody thinks.